We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Resplendent viewers to noteworthy news. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Iran and Belarus enhance trade relations. In environmental news, Jordan prepares to open an eco park. In heroin news, a 15-year-old Costa Rican girl sacrifices to save her beloved canine companion. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 7th, eminent composer Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky was born in Votkinsk, Russia in 1840. He is best known for his symphonies and ballets, including the highly regarded The Nutcracker, Swan Lake, and Sleeping Beauty. The renowned Tchaikovsky also wrote operas such as Yevgeny Onegin, as well as instrumental and chamber music. He toured Europe and the United States with much success and was also influential in establishing Russian music in the West. May the great compositions of Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky continue to brighten the lives of many generations.
Mayan News. Extreme weather strikes Canada and U.S. Rapid spring thaws combined with incessant rains have set off floods in southern Canada and throughout the U.S. In Quebec, Canada, water levels of the Richelieu River rose to their highest in over 140 years, affecting 2,500 homes and prompting the evacuation of 500 families, with 600 soldiers and reservists dispatched on Thursday, May 5th, to aid with sandbagging in an effort to stem the overflowing river.
Meanwhile, in the United States, residents along the Mississippi and Ohio rivers braced for record floods as waters climbed toward their highest points in decades. From Illinois to Louisiana, thousands have already been displaced, and President Barack Obama declared states of disaster in regions of Mississippi, Tennessee, and Kentucky, making them eligible for federal help for relief efforts. In Arkansas, where officials confirmed the eighth fatality since rains began on April 25th, rising waters prompted the closure of a large section of Interstate 40, one of the busiest roadways in the nation. On Thursday, the Army Corps of Engineers blasted a third and final breach in the Bird's Point Levee near New Madrid, Missouri, in efforts to control the floodwaters. The excessive rains have also delayed the planting of crops.
Meanwhile, in the Southwest, severe drought is spreading across parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, and Louisiana, while the worst affected state of Texas is facing the most extreme category of exceptional drought. These conditions have already triggered wildfires that scorched 2.2 million acres and destroyed over 1,100 buildings in Texas, where there have also been widespread crop failures.
Upon hearing of these intense conditions, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her deep love and prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to see if help is required. Saying that necessary emergency funds would be provided, she asked that they go if possible to assist those most in need, such as the elderly and children without caregivers.
Our thankfulness for the efforts of the U.S. officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate concern. We pray for the safety of those in the affected regions as humanity strives to ease such extremities through our kinder stewardship of the ecosphere.
Eruptions continue in Russia's Far East as earthquakes rattle Mexico, U.S., and Japan. Seismic activity at the Shivaluk volcano, one of the largest and most active on the Kamchatka Peninsula, intensified on Tuesday, May 3rd, with ash spewing to a height of 6,000 meters above sea level. An orange alert was issued for aviation in the area. A spokesman for the Kamchatka branch of the Geophysical Service of the Russian Academy of Sciences also stated on Tuesday that an eruption of the Kiziman volcano had emitted ash 6 kilometers skyward.
On Thursday morning, a quake measuring 5.7 on the Richter scale struck southwestern Mexico in Guerrero, its epicenter 126 kilometers southeast of the state capital Chilpancingo. To the north, on the U.S.-Alaskan Peninsula, a 5.8 magnitude tremor struck 24 kilometers south of Sand Point, followed by another of magnitude 5.9. Meanwhile, in Asia, the quake and tsunami-ravaged Japan continues to be rattled by aftershocks, with a strong magnitude 6.1 earthquake recorded 276 kilometers east of the hard-hit Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage for any of these events.
With thankfulness for the protection of those in the affected areas, we pray that instabilities such as these may be eased as we seek to restore the balance of the earth with our more benevolent actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Speak out. As members of society continue to assert their rights to peace, dignity, and democratic principles, they gather for their voices to be heard in countries such as Bahrain, Cote d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, Libya, the Maldives, Mexico, Palestine, Syria, and Yemen.
Mexican poet Javier Cecilia, whose son was among a group of seven people kidnapped and killed in March, led members of 150 social groups on a three-day silent march from Cuernavaca to Mexico City, beginning on Thursday, May 5th, to demand an end to the wave of violence gripping the country between drug cartels and military operations of the government.
With Cote d'Ivoire's Constitutional Council officially declaring Alassane Ouattara the winner of the November 2010 presidential elections, the European Union offers €44 million to assist in recovery from the post-election conflict that ensued between supporters of President Ouattara and those of former President Laurent Gbagbo. In the Maldives, protesters rallied for the seventh straight day over rising prices, stating they will not stop until President Mohamed Nasheed resigns. Presidential spokesperson Mohamed Zuhair explained that the economic policies had been recommended by the International Monetary Fund to reduce the large deficit inherited from the previous administration that had led the country for 30 years prior to President Nasheed's democratic election in 2008. He invited the activists to partner with the government in overcoming the current budget problems and to propose an alternative plan, stating, "At this difficult economic time, the country should unite for the common good."
UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay called for Bahraini authorities to immediately release detained to activists and to give all detainees access to legal counsel. She also called for a probe into reports of their severe torture as she urged Bahraini officials to end the violence against demonstrators and to guarantee them basic civil and political rights.
There are also signs that Bahraini security forces are molesting women as part of the brutal crackdown on protesters. Fatima, a close relative of detained human rights activist Abdelhadi Al-Khawaja, reported to Press TV that she was sexually assaulted in her home when security forces came to arrest her husband.
Meanwhile, former parliament member Jawad Firouz was reported on Thursday to have died during his imprisonment.
Syrian military troops began pulling out of Daraa Thursday after what human rights groups report has been a 10-day massacre of the town, resulting in thousands of arrests, over 500 deaths, and massive destruction of property. The government has now turned its attentions elsewhere, including the Damascus suburb of Zaqba, where security forces are going house to house making arrests. Meanwhile, people continued to gather in protest across the country on Friday in rallies marking what they termed a day of defiance. Al Jazeera news agency continues to demand the release of female journalist Dorothy Parvaz, who was detained by Syrian officials upon her arrival on April 29th. Advocacy groups such as the Committee to Protect Journalists and Reporters Without Borders, as well as many other colleagues, have echoed concern for the well-being of Ms. Parvaz, as they call for her immediate release as well.
Foreign ministers from over 20 countries and four international organizations concluded the second Libyan contact group meeting in Italy on Thursday, in which they prioritized the coordination of an immediate ceasefire and the launch of a political process to resolve the conflict. Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced his government is currently consulting all parties involved to create an acceptable ceasefire plan. Meanwhile, the World Food Program warns the country could completely run out of food supplies in the next 2 months.
In sorrow for the loss of precious lives, we pray that all conflicts soon end and that people in every nation decide in favor of shared respect and freedom for peace to reign across all lands.
Pakistani Prime Minister concludes first official visit to France. Reflecting on his three-day official visit this past week, Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani stated that his meetings with French President Nicolas Sarkozy were both friendly and productive, while talks with French corporate business leaders yielded agreements to increase trade through the creation of both the Pakistan-France Joint Business Council as well as a Joint Economic and Trade Committee. Prime Minister Gilani also spoke with Gérard Larcher, President of the French Senate, with pledges from both sides to continue regular parliamentary contact intended to further democratic principles through the sharing of experience. Prime Minister Gilani also emphasized the interest of his country in supporting regional peace and stability. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, on your cordial visit. May the continued cooperation of the French and Pakistani people bring benefit that expands from your nations across the globe.
Save our planet. After the U.S. Southeast reported 272 tornadoes in a two-day period last week, international newspaper USA Today cites two peer-reviewed studies concluding that climate change conditions are likely to continue increasing the incidence of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes.
Save our planet. The European Commission releases a new biodiversity plan, which aims to stop the alarming extinction of animals and plants by 2020 through the implementation of more sustainable agriculture and forestry and improved protection for the environment, among other steps.
Greetings, friends. I'm Oda the Wombat here with my sweet daughter, Tambi.
Our nutritious vegan diet contains no animal products.
Here's a tip for families.
According to researchers from Concordia University and Wilfrid Laurier University in Canada, spending leisure time together helps grandparents and their adult grandchildren form a close relationship.
These enjoyable occasions could include vacations, holiday celebrations, cooking, shopping, and gardening.
During these fun times, Grandma and Grandpa also have the opportunity to share valuable legacies, experiences, and life lessons.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the worldwide weather.
world news, Iran and Belarus enhance trade relations. In Tehran, Director of Iran Trade Promotion Organization, Mr. Hamid Sofdel, welcomed Belarusian Ambassador to Iran, His Excellency Viktor Rybak. Director Sofdel stated that a joint chamber of commerce will be established to promote economic cooperation between the two nations and an increase in trade. Congratulations, Director Hamid Sofdel, Your Excellency Viktor Rybak, Iran and Belarus on the growing friendship between your two countries. May both lands prosper evermore in peace and plentitude.
In environmental news, Jordan will open an eco-park. The Shahabil bin Hasna Eco Park, located in the Sheikh Hussein area in Pella district, will be formally inaugurated by 2012. Friends of the Earth Middle East have been working since 2005 to revitalize the area. The park is approximately 270 hectares of land comprised of hills and valleys. It is home to 250 types of wild plants, 53 species of birds, 18 of which are classified endangered, and 5 species of mammals, 4 of which are considered threatened. Visitors can enjoy 10 eco-lodges, various hiking trails, a turtle pond, and a picnic area, among other features. A standing ovation, Jordan and Friends of the Earth Middle East, on this fantastic news. May the Shahabil bin Hasna Eco Park become a safe haven for wildlife to flourish and for people to immerse themselves in the beauty of nature with heaven's abundant blessings. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a noble-hearted girl tries to save her beloved canine companion. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more peace-filled news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, noble news for an altruistic world. In heroin news, a 15-year-old Costa Rican girl sacrifices her life trying to save her canine companion. When a fire broke out in the home of the Martinez family of Moravia, San Jose, at about 11 p.m. one night, Mr. and Mrs. Martinez and their two children were able to reach an emergency exit on the second floor. However, 8th grade Francini realized her canine companion was still in the house. She attempted to go back in and retrieve the dog, despite the pleas of her mother. Unfortunately, brave Francini became trapped by the fire and lost her life. The other three members of the family were able to jump to safety after their neighbours put out mattresses for them to land on. We are deeply saddened to hear of the loss of the selfless Francini and her cherished dog friend. May the Martinez family be comforted in knowing that the pure-hearted Francini and her beloved canine companion surely rest in God's tender embrace.
Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Francisi Martinez posthumously with the Shining World Heroine Award and $1,000 to help out the family with all her sorrows, prayers, and love.
Time for some humor with a joke of the day told in Nigerian patois entitled Salary Expectations.
One day, some young bobo will get good qualifications, apply for job, so the boss ask him, which kind pay where you want? The bobo answer say, I want make una pay me 50,000 for salary. Make company pay me to go abroad for 1 month every year with public in money. Make una rent me house with public in money. Oga come say, I go give you 80,000 for salary, 3 months abroad every year, and the company go give you house. The bobo say, that's great. You know they joke with me, right? Oga tell him say, now you joke first. Ah.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I would like to commend Supreme Master Qinghai for the tremendous humanitarian service she renders to the world through her highly enlightening programs. I must say that I have become addicted to watching Supreme Master Television. Honestly speaking, I'm an ardent fan of the noble Supreme Master Qinghai. I look forward to an opportunity to be a part of the wonderful Veg family to save our planet. Chris from Nigeria.
Kind Chris, thank you for your uplifting message. We too are very grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's guidance on our planet at this urgent time. It is great news to hear that you want to join the noble movement to save our Earth through the low-emissions vegan diet. Please feel free to share important life-protecting information with anyone you can. It can be downloaded free of charge at suprememastertv.com/be-veg. May the providence bless you and all the elevated souls of Nigeria.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May celestial light continue to shine on our world.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Recently certified as an official political party in Guatemala, the indigenous group WENOC is the country's first to participate in national elections and is expected to name its founder, Nobel Peace Prize laureate Rigoberta Menchú, as a presidential candidate.
A team of 11 to 13-year-old Girl Scouts in Iowa, USA, received the Global Innovation Award and a $20,000 prize for their creative development of a prosthetic device that allowed a Georgia toddler born without fingers to write for the first time.
Following its approval by the Russian Parliament, President Dmitry Medvedev signed a new anti-corruption bill that increases penalties for giving or taking bribes in an effort to promote greater integrity within the government.
A trilateral meeting between Afghan, Pakistani, and U.S. officials concludes with an agreement to cooperate with the Afghan-led process to peacefully reintegrate Taliban leaders into society.
The 10 organizations comprising the Martin Inals Foundation award its annual prize to Ugandan gay activist Kasha Jacqueline Nabagasera for her work defending the rights and human dignity of gays, lesbians, and other undeserved people in Africa.
Continuing the traditionally cordial relations between their countries, Lithuanian President Dalia Grybauskaitė and Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili meet in the Georgian capital of Tbilisi, where they engage in dialogue to continue enhancing cooperative ties.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.